Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Luke Easter. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Harry Simpson. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ray Boone. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Gromek. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Steve Gromek. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second. The left fielder, Gil Cohn. Batting third. The center fielder, Herb Noren. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Sam Mealy. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Pete Runnels. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Gene Verbal. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Guerra. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Porterfield. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Bob Porterfield. And now, play ball. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell takes first base on ball four. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mitchell moves to third. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby strikes out. One out. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Noren, who is chasing the ball. Easter reaches third base with a triple. Mitchell scores. Avila goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Indians. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Easter scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Indians. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Verbal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost hits a fly ball into right field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn takes first base on ball four. Herb Noren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noren hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is called out on strikes. Two outs. Steve Gromek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gromek is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy hits a fly ball into right field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Verbal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verbal hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gromek fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Mitchell takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Avila hits a line drive into right field. Mealy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 1 in the game. Doby hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-0, Indians. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Easter strikes out. 2 outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Rosen hits a fly ball into center field. Noren settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Easter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Porterfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porterfield hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 1 in the game. Yost strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0 for 1 in the game. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Verbal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 1 in the game. Boone hits a fly ball into right field. Mealy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cohn hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Herb Noren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noren is 0 for 1 in the game. Noren strikes out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 1 in the game. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Steve Gromek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gromek is 0 for 1 in the game. Gremek hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gremek moves to second. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Avila bunts towards third. Yost fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. Gremek moves to third. There goes Mitchell trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Avila moves to second. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Doby hits a pop-up towards short. Runnell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Easter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0-for-1 in the game. Mealy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-1 in the game. Runnels hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Verbal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verbal is 0-for-1 in the game. Verbal hits a pop-up towards short. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 0-for-1 in the game. Guerra hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Rosen hits a fly ball into left field. Cone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0-for-2 in the game. Simpson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-2 in the game. Boone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-2 in the game. Hegan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Mike McCormick pinch hits for Bob Porterfield. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-2 in the game. Yost is hit by the pitch. McCormick moves to second. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cohn hits a fly ball into right field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McCormick moves to third. One out. Herb Noren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noren is 0-for-2 in the game. Noren hits a ball on the ground towards first. Easter scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Noren for the out. McCormick scores. Yost moves to second. Two outs. It's 5-1, Indians. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-2 in the game. Vernon hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, With the score, the Indians 5, and the Senators 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Farrick now pitching. Steve Grimek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimek is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Grimek hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cohn. Grimek reaches second base with a double. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farrick fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mealy hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-2 in the game. Runnels hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gene Verbal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verbal is 0-for-2 in the game. Verbal hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 0-for-2 in the game. Guerra hits a fly ball into right field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Senators 1. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Doby for the out. One out. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Easter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Easter for the out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Cass Michaels pinch hits for Tom Farrick. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cohn is called out on strikes. Two outs. Herb Noren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noren is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Noren hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hegan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Senators 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mickey Harris now pitching. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0-for-3 in the game. Simpson hits a fly ball into left field. Cohn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Boone takes first base on ball 4. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-3 in the game. Hegan strikes out. 2 outs. Steve Grimek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimek is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Grimek strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-3 in the game. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Easter juggles the ball. That's an error on Easter. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mealy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vernon moves to second. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Runnels hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Gene Verbal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verbal is 0-for-3 in the game. Verbal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone fields it and throws to second for the out. Vernon moves to third. 2 outs. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 0-for-3 in the game. Guerra hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vernon scores. Verbal moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 5-2, Indians. Sherry Robertson pinch hits for Mickey Harris. Sherry Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is hit by the pitch. Guerra moves to second. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Yost hits a pop-up towards short. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Washington Senators, 2. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.